Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Stansted Airport, the rise and the new plans. From its inception as a greenfield runway in 1942 to its current stature as a vital component of the UK aviation sector, Stansted has undergone significant transformation over the past 82 years. In the year 1942, during a time of conflict, the United States Army Air Forces constructed a runway on the verdant fields of Essex, in proximity to the village of Stansted Mountfitchet. The etymology of Stansted derives from the Anglo-Saxon term meaning stony place, a designation potentially unsuited for aviation operations. Nonetheless, the runway was established, marking the commencement of the airfield's contribution to the Allied war effort. Stansted served as a base for heavy bombers and functioned as a maintenance and supply depot responsible for the overhaul and modification of Martin B-26 Marauder twin-engine bombers. Notably, on D-Day in 1944, aircraft stationed at Stansted played a pivotal role in a contingent of 600 planes overseeing the beaches of occupied France. Official website for London Stansted Airport. Official website for London Stansted Airport. Live flight information. Car parking and booking flights. In 1966, following the establishment of the British Airports Authority, the agency assumed control of Stansted. It quickly became evident that the airport was poised to emerge as a significant entity within British aviation. A terminal extension was necessitated a mere 4 years later, and shortly thereafter, in 1974, the government proposed a substantial expansion initiative aimed at accommodating an initial capacity of 8 million passengers, later adjusted to 15 million per annum. Since that time, Stansted's capacity has witnessed a continual upward trajectory. By 2002, planning permission was secured to expand the airport's capabilities to serve 25 million passengers annually, and by August 2007, 2.5 million travelers had passed through its gates in a single month. Additionally, by 2010, authorization was granted for Stansted to accommodate Code F aircraft, including the large Airbus A380 and Boeing 747-8. UK's most punctual airports industry experts have revealed which of the UK's airports were the most punctual and reliable during June after analysing the Civil Aviation Authorities, CAA. In October 2024, a significant enhancement plan valued at £1.1 billion was announced by the Manchester Airports Group to be executed over a period of 5 years. This upgrade will entail a £600 million extension to the passenger terminal, which will incorporate additional seating areas, as well as a greater selection of shops, restaurants, and bars. Opting to extend the existing terminal rather than constructing a new one enables Stansted to maintain its status as a single-terminal airport, a feature deemed advantageous for the simplicity of passenger travel. Furthermore, the security hall is slated for expansion, including the addition of extra check-in desks and new baggage reclaim carousels, alongside upgrades to the airfield taxiway. With a focus on sustainability, a new 14.3-megawatt solar farm will be constructed on-site to address Stansted's growing electricity requirements. The airport currently operates a biomass boiler and has achieved the Carbon Trust standard, alongside recognition of Level 3+ carbon neutral status from Airports Council International. Upon the completion of the development, the annual passenger capacity at Stansted Airport is projected to reach 43 million. This forecast positions Stansted to surpass Gatwick's 41 million, thereby establishing itself as the United Kingdom's second busiest airport, following Heathrow. This anticipated growth is not unexpected. Stansted has consistently set new passenger number records each month in 2024. Notably, on Friday, August 23, over 103,000 passengers traveled through Stansted, a record for that month, significantly influenced by a surge in attendees returning from Taylor Swift's concerts held at the nearby Wembley Stadium earlier that week. The government forecasts that the forthcoming expansion will double the airport's annual economic contribution to the UK economy, elevating it to £2 billion. Additionally, this initiative is projected to create approximately 5,000 new jobs resulting from the investment. In March 2024, British Airways resumed operations at Stansted for the first time since the onset of the COVID pandemic, with routes to Florence, Ibiza, and Nice. However, the airport offers far greater options, servicing a total of 200 alternative destinations for its passengers. New airlines joining Stansted's roster in 2024 include the Turkish-German carrier Sun Express and Royal Jordanian Airlines. From its inception as a greenfield runway in 1942 to its current stature as a vital component of the UK aviation sector, Stansted has undergone significant transformation over the past 82 years. Aviation enthusiasts are poised to observe developments with keen interest as the latest expansion unfolds. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.